This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control, T-minus 1 hour, 30 minutes, 55 seconds and counting. All elements are go with the countdown at this time, the countdown aimed toward landing two astronauts on the moon. At this time, the spacecraft test conductor, Skip Chauvin, going through some checks with astronaut Mike Collins aboard the spacecraft. We're winding up this important emergency detection system test that Neil Armstrong has been participating in. Meanwhile, at the 320-foot level, the closeout crew now placing the boost protective cover over the hatch now that we have completed the cabin purge and have the proper environment inside the cabin. We have also performed leak checks to assure ourselves that the cabin atmosphere is valid. This boost protective cover is used during the early phases of the powered flight and is jettisoned with the escape tower shortly after second stage ignition. Here in the firing room, the launch vehicle test team still keeping a close eye on the status of the propellants aboard the Saturn V launch vehicle. We're back to 100% supply with the liquid hydrogen fuel in the third stage. This problem with the leaking valve is no problem at this time. We've actually bypassed the valve, but we are maintaining our hydrogen supply aboard the vehicle. All aspects go. The weather is very satisfactory for launch this morning. A thin cloud cover about 15,000 feet. Temperature at launch time expected to be about 85 degrees. T-minus 1 hour, 29 minutes, 30 seconds, and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.